Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Bariatric surgery, also called weight loss surgery, can help improve liver issues and other obesity-related health problems in severely obese kids. But because this surgery can cause serious complications, a panel of experts says it should only be used for certain kids who have severe obesity and related health conditions. They say the epidemic of childhood obesity has resulted in obesity-related diseases, including type 2 diabetes and what's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Losing weight with a healthy lifestyle is the best way to treat these problems, but it's not always easy to do. They say kids should meet certain criteria before having bariatric surgery. And this was in the European Journal of Pediatric Gastroenterology and Nutrition. In other news, precision medicine is getting a jump start thanks to President Obama's State of the Union address. With what's called whole exome sequencing, doctors can look at not just one gene, but a person's entire gene sequence to more accurately make diagnoses and tailor treatments. It's already used for some cancers and other diseases to help patients get exactly the care they need. Here's Dr. Alexander Parker.
Previously, when we would do single gene testing, when we would try to understand if a particular gene was maybe causing a patient's disease or helping us understand why they're not responding to a treatment, we would have to go look at a single gene at a time. By using what's called whole exome sequencing, we're able to look at the entire genetic sequence of a patient. And instead of having to hope that we're focused in the right area, we can look in all areas at the same time and find the answer rather than guessing where the answer might be. So we're very excited that we can provide this to our patients and really be viewed as one of the leaders in moving from the promise of genomic medicine to the actual practice of genomic medicine and make a difference in people's lives.
And now let's talk about e-cigarettes, you know, electronic cigarettes. Do they help people quit smoking? Well, the debate continues. Now, e-cigarettes heat a liquid solution and turn it to aerosol that mimics cigarette smoke. A new University of Rochester study suggests that these e-cigarettes are likely a toxic replacement for tobacco products. The researchers found they damage lung cells by causing inflammation and other things. And this harm starts when the device heats up to make that vapor you inhale. They found mice exposed to e-cigarettes showed signs of the inflammation. They said their research affirms that e-cigarettes may pose significant health risks and should be investigated further. And this was published in the journal PLOS ONE. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.